So, yeah.
Whenever he does that,
you know, like, yeah, you,
why does it smell in here?
Have you ever thought about like that? Yeah, so I was like,
and then I. So I was about to propose to my girlfriend, and she was just like, who are you?
Literally just met you.
Do I know you?
Why is there a camera in my face right now?
Why does this guy think he has a chance?
Why do I not know what else to say?
Why am I leaving right now?
Why is this the last episode of our podcast ever? Well,
oh, okay. Speaking of that.
All right. This is a podcast, I suppose.
This is one of them.
This is potentially Jamie.
This is definitely Vic.
Okay. You're confident. I appreciate that. Too bad she didn't. She didn't know.
She, yeah. If only she knew.
This is Lyco, literally, where we...
Confidently.
Like,
where we discuss everything romance-related.
Yeah. Speaking of romance, the first thing I have to address with Joey is my beef with him right now.
Oh, we got some beef.
I got beef.
I'm pretty beefed up.
I did my March Madness bracket, as did you.
As did I.
As did Joey, apparently.
Oh, and Joey. Joey was there with us.
One of the, like, the app, the ESPN app, where you can fill out the brackets for it. It lists all the, like, celebrities' brackets. And he was one of them.
He was.
He thinks he's a celebrity, first of all.
He's popular.
But the son of a bitch is doing super well.
He's probably top five celebrities.
He torched me the first day.
Yeah, no, that was bad. That was bad the first day.
First day was very rough for us. I've started to catch up. The romantic has started to slow down in the... I don't know what I would call myself. I don't know. Don't answer that because you're going to say something mean. So, but I'm starting to catch up. This dude is still in front of me. And he thinks he's cool now. He thinks he knows how to be mad.
How to be primal.
In March.
It's pretty mad. But I still have yet to catch up.
Yeah.
I think I will, though, eventually.
Yeah, in a few years.
Yeah, maybe
a couple
next.
Brackets down the line.
Maybe a couple more brackets.
I pointed out for that app, it has a little symbol next to your bracket to symbolize how you're doing. Both mine and Joey's.
It said I'm cool.
Both mine and Joey's have a fire emoji next to ours.
Imagine like being on fire. That probably doesn't feel very good.
It does hurt being this good. Yeah.
It would hurt being on fire. It just said I'm cool.
Yeah. Yours has a couple ice cubes next to it. Not sure what that means. I'm sure it's not bad, though.
I think it's good.
All right, I think that wraps it up for this podcast.
This is the March Madness bracket cast, Joey cast. What's that Joey at now? People need to know.
As of today, going into the next round, he's got like 480 points. I'm at 460. You are
400 something.
No, I don't know about that.
Well, at least close to that.
I'm gonna beat him. I'll tell you that. I'm gonna win. I'm gonna beat him. I feel
at the
like
Bachelor. Yeah, I think you could.
He thinks he's undefeated. They tried to anoint him the best Bachelor ever.
Wow, you think you can do that without our permission? That's,
yeah, they have to ask our permission for that.
He's one of them, but I think he's definitely top 30. Of the ones I've seen, which are only that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, to me, he is the best I've ever seen.
Sure. I guess we should get into it. This episode was very sad, difficult,
boring. Yeah. It was, They did go over like a lot of recap.
Yeah, there was still a lot of recap.
Classic recap.
This was gonna what? This was like, was it 3 hours? We had to watch it after the fact again, so it was like 2 hours.
Yeah, it was 2 hours.
Does that mean it would have been an hour of commercials? That
oh
my gosh, cool. I'm so glad I didn't watch.
I know, yeah, no, that would have been horrible. We would still be watching just the ads right now.
That's, I mean, that is what I care about, though. If I don't get to see the same three ABC ads about, like...
about The Bachelor?
Yeah. Weird to, like, advertise the show that we're watching right now.
Yeah, it is pretty weird. We should watch that show, though.
Yeah, I think it just finished up. We should probably watch it.
Okay.
Just cover the entire season.
I'm down to do that.
What is it? Should we go over the episode, I guess?
If we have to.
I did like one of the first things Joey said at the start of this episode when he's talking to his family is he has not said I love you to either of them, which immediately made me raise one brow, which I cannot do, so I actually raised both brows. But
it's a unibrow. What's raised?
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Just the ends of them. Made a bowl shape. He said that he's falling in love, though, which... Is it not the same thing? I mean, I feel like we've asked each other
that, though. Well, I mean, it has all the words, I love you, in it.
But there's more with words. More. So you're saying more.
Yeah, so you're saying more.
To feel less, though, to apparently.
I know. It is interesting whether you consider that I love you.
It's questionable.
Or if you're like, I'm right there.
I'm tripping in love with you.
Like, yeah, we need like the list. Like, what is the order of things?
I think
tripping, falling.
I think the order starts with I'm
diving.
Yeah.
Free diving.
I'm like
free falling.
Skipping in love with you. Means prancing. I skipped over that feeling to love the next person, not you.
I just hate you now. I skipped over the love.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's a little bit
monotonous.
It's kind of saying the same thing. But if it means that much to him, if there's that much of a difference to him, I guess whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So first, his family meets Daisy. The sisters, she tells his sisters that she's in love with him and
is 100% ready.
Yeah, is 100% ready to get engaged to him, but she's still scared because there's someone else here. And Joey tells, I think, his mom that he's scared because he feels like she might still be holding back. So everybody's scared. Yeah, what a good base for a relationship.
It's very scary.
His mom asked Daisy what's unique about her. Let me just say, I would like...
Yeah, tell me what's unique about yourself.
If someone asked me that, I wouldn't even know like where to start.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't know. I really question like... do you think they prepare either side for these like meetings? Like, do you think that the families like ahead of time talk about like what kind of questions they're going to ask?
Yeah, I imagine they at least think about it beforehand.
Do you think they tell the like producers, or do you think the producers give them like say like, hey, you should ask this?
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Especially if they don't know what to say.
Yeah. But then now on the other side of it is like, do you think the like Daisy and Kelsey have any idea like what they're going to be asked? And like, do you think they're
probably not?
Yeah.
I hope not.
That's well, I hope not too. But it is like, I would be like trying to like think about like what type of things are they likely going to ask me? It's probably going to be like, they're going to ask how I feel about
your
Joey.
Name.
Yes.
Yeah, your love.
About the relationship. They'll probably ask if I'm in love, if I'm ready get married or engaged. Those are probably ones that are fair to assume. But I would not go into it expecting to be asked what makes me unique.
Yeah, no, that would definitely catch me out of left field.
I mean, she gave a good answer. She said she was resilient and that she loves hard, loves big. But
yeah, it was good what she said.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, again, probably not being prepared, it's a good answer.
Answer it on the spot.
On the spot, yeah. But again, she admits that she's still scared because of how much she wants to be with him. And
yeah, the unknown.
There's still another person. And Joey's mom, I felt like, was very nice to both. And it really didn't seem like she was favoring either.
Mm-hmm. It was very similar.
Because she said, like, I want what's best for you. Which, coming from Joey's mom, isn't bad. But coming from Joey later on,
that's a little suspicious. What about best for us?
Yeah.
Or is it just you?
That's a whole, yeah. I have a lot of questions about that. But Kelsey, the sisters ask her why she thinks they're compatible. And she sort of says, like, she believes that they both always just, like, want what's best for each other and will do whatever to make each other happy. But then when they ask her if she's, like, ready to get engaged, she's like, I think so, yeah. Possibly. I didn't read that much into it because she still said, like, I think so, yeah. And, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just like she got caught off guard. Yeah. She didn't know exactly what she was going to say.
I mean, yeah, because it was like...
It wasn't like...
Daisy volunteered like that. I don't even think she was asked. She was like, if you were to ask
right, me, yeah, she just
I was like
100%.
Say. Where, like, yeah, Kelsey, I think she probably wasn't expecting that answer or that question. And so... yeah, I don't know. I think it's fair to be a little bit like, caught off guard. But she still gave an affirmative answer. She didn't really say, like, I don't know, or I just, like, I think so.
Yeah, afterwards she said, like, with Joey, it's like about the person.
Right.
And with Joey, she would. So she did, like, clarify it.
Like, the sisters ended up telling Joey this. And, like, again, it's, I would say only in comparison to, like, Daisy, could you say it was, like, you know, a little bit unsure or, like, iffy.
Right, comparing.
Only in comparison to how, like,
but
Daisy
on their
said,
own, it, was,
yeah.
It didn't seem weird.
But, yeah, I mean, like, when they told Joey that, he was kind of like, oh, that is, like, it's good to know. It's a little bit, like, I'll have to talk to her about that. And his dad got to talk to her and asked her, like, how would you feel if you weren't chosen? And she's like, well,
probably not good.
Yeah, I mean, not good. But she admits, like, it's always, like, a thing in the back of her mind.
Yeah.
All thanks to, who was it, Leslie? Probably planted that there. No, I mean.
You had to prepare yourself.
Yeah. What did you think of the dates that they actually got? Like, Daisy's, like, spiritual cleansing date?
Yeah, that was interesting.
It was interesting.
I don't know if it would be the best final date.
I agree. I didn't think either of these final dates were, like, anything special, but I don't remember what Joey's date, final date.
I don't
remember
any of the final dates.
I don't either.
It's more just, like, about the one-on-one, them talking.
Yeah, it's not, I guess that's true. It's not really, but that's she kind of got really screwed, though, because this whole thing was about,
just like, they in didn't, silence.
Yeah, in silence, they, like, did the, thing where they were sitting in the little hut with like half naked and with a half naked man, yeah, like playing music, drums, playing like a drum, supposed to like
cleanse your oils.
They're very oily.
And then they get to throw rocks into a fire and save something.
Yeah.
Nice.
She admitted, I don't think this was to him, but she said, like, I love him, but it hurts because it doesn't seem like he's sure about me. And then, yeah, their, like, wish thing that they throw in the fire, his was like, I just wish you like happiness, whether it's with
me or not,
whether it's with me or just in general, which I felt, I even like wrote down in my notes. I was like, that was basically a like mini breakup.
Yeah, no, that really was.
That was like breakup about, preparation.
Like just in case I'm not with you, I want you to
I
be
still
happy.
Want you to be happy. I wish you the best. Yeah. And she immediately picked up on that. Do you think if you were in her position, or just I guess in
I'd probably
general,
leave right then?
Yeah, all right. I'd be pissed. I would just I'm like out. Walk out. Do you think that if you were in her position, or just again dating, I don't know, in normal scenario, someone said that to you, would you read it this way she read it?
Yeah, no,
I think so too.
That.
I'm actually surprised that he didn't, because yeah, I mean, he said like he didn't think he was being obvious. He was like surprised that she knew it wasn't him, or that he wasn't gonna choose her. I was more surprised that like he didn't
pick that up,
because that is a very common like
breakup turn,
like breakup type thing. Is like,
it's not you, it's me. I hope you happiness.
I wish you nothing but the best. I hope you're happy, even if it's not with me. It's like that's things you say. Like someone's, it's very common like breakup terms. So I think she had very good intuition.
Yeah.
But then when they get their like night portion, she sort of tries to be more optimistic, and she's like, I want to believe it's me, because if I don't, then I'll never be able to share how
what
I actually feel.
Say, yeah.
So she tells him that she does love him, but he doesn't really give anything back, any sort of
reciprocate anything.
And yeah, he just talks about how difficult this whole like process has been.
Mm-hmm.
And like just the way, I don't know if this is what she was recognizing too, just everything he said about their relationship was all like past tense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nothing in the moment or for the future. It was all like just the things they did or felt.
Like one of the things is he said is like, I hope you appreciate what we created.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, or something along
those
lines.
Not what we will create.
Yeah, or like, and yeah, and she's like, yeah, I don't think it's me.
Yeah, she knew, especially then.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it kind of, I don't know, the endings did start to get pretty clear. Like, it would be more of a switch up if the storyline that they were painting with this was not what happened, or like not what eventually goes through. Like, it would be more surprising if like she was thinking this and he was saying all that, and then it did end up being her.
Yeah,
I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, definitely would be.
Yeah, Kelsey, same thing though. She has like a date that's like, it's like a spa day. They get
their feet
rubbed
or whatever. Yeah.
They
classic
get a
final date.
Massage each other. And I mean, she was having the like same thing as far as like, she's like still nervous, or she's still like, there's still another person here,
mm-hmm,
which is common.
Yeah,
it seems like everyone
all
feels that, but like, I was just like, no, you're good. Don't worry. I think
yeah,
you're good.
After that, you're,
because it would say that, and then it like would cut to like Daisy, mm-hmm. who was still saying like, yeah, I've just been feeling so bad since the like my date with him. I was like, yeah, I think we know what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. They're building up to something.
Yeah, and then when they like Kelsey and Joey have their like night portion, it was way less of like he wasn't talking about the struggles or whatever as much, and like she got to clear up that whole proposal thing where she said like, I think I told your sisters like, I think so, that I would say yes, mm-hmm. to engagement.
Yeah, she admits it to him.
But like she said, like, it's because it's not something I just want to check off. Like, it's not a box I just want to check off, but it's because it's with you that I want to do that. And she's scared too, but I just felt like he still did like a better job at like reassuring Kelsey.
Yeah, no, definitely. You could see the differences between his interactions with both of them.
Yeah.
How much more reassuring and like forward-looking he was with Kelsey.
Yeah, and I didn't notice his like really any past things
of what they did.
Yeah, it's like know what we had or what we created type of things. Yeah. So I think at that moment, yeah, it was pretty clear. And props to Daisy for noticing mm-hmm. it.
Picking that up immediately.
And then we get a classic Neil Lane moment, picking out rings. Yeah.
He brings the diamond.
There's no meteor.
No meteor ring.
No rock ring.
That was too expensive.
Yeah. He's not Gary. He doesn't.
Yeah. It's only for Gary's.
Yeah, so now it's down to, like, they're preparing to go. You know, it's the final day. They're preparing for their potential final engagement, yeah. And, like, Daisy just keeps saying, like, everything he said.
That's a lie.
She even pointed out about how he said, like, I've been in your position, which is kind of, like, maybe it does require a little bit reading into, but it's like, I've been in your position where I'm the one that doesn't get picked, right, type of thing. Not just like,
which
I've been,
yeah.
It's like, I've been in your position and was blindsided. And so, yeah, she thinks that he was being like very like careful with what he was mm-hmm. saying and almost like trying to almost prepare her, it seemed.
Right. Yeah. Instead of just reassuring her.
I think the big surprise, though, was like when Daisy went to go talk to Kelsey, because mm-hmm. I thought that whole thing, like when it cut to the commercial of like she knocks on the door, that
would be Joey.
There was going to be Joey.
Yeah, they did a little switch up. They made us think the wrong thing.
Yeah, so Daisy goes to talk to Kelsey and just ask her like how
Joey was during the
dates. Yeah, like during her final week. I got the vibe that it was like way better or mm-hmm. like way more. Like that she did get the validation mm-hmm. that she needed. And
Joey was very impartial to both of them.
Yeah.
She favored Kelsey.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. I was like, it was kind of a weird conversation because I was almost expecting like more from it. I was like, is she going just to like
figure that out?
Figure out like like verify or validate what she has been thinking type of thing. Or was she like going to like, I don't know,
do something else?
Yeah,
leave maybe.
Yeah, like I was thinking that she might tell her like, yeah,
I'm leaving.
I think it's like, yeah, I'm thinking I'm gonna leave.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of what she did when she confronted
Joey. Ultimately
she basically said, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I mean, that
you
was
can't
a
kick
big,
me off, I leave.
That was take the power away, steal it back. That a special moment though, apparently a first.
Mm-hmm.
Was
they all,
that
they
that, they rode together.
Yeah.
In the
limo or whatever.
The limo or truck or whatever it was to the final rose ceremony area. And they're riding hand in hand, but Daisy gets out first. Which I think if you've seen the show, you always know that the first person out is typically the one that gets broken up with. But Daisy did pull a little switcheroo.
Yeah, she broke up with him.
Yeah, I mean, they both gave, like, very loving speeches at first. But
yeah, and then Daisy said, before you do anything, I know. I want you to know I know. And then I'm just going to leave.
Yeah.
On my own.
Yeah. She's like, I know it's not me.
You can't.
I know you're not going to choose me. So she decides to leave, says goodbye to like Kelsey, and is like, peace out, Joey. Nerd. I'm out of here. It was a cool exit, though. I think it was. I think it's props to her for like.
For figuring that out.
For figuring that out, and then yeah, exactly. Having the courage to kind of do it her own way,
go on her own,
yeah. Because she could have just like, even if she knew, she could have just gone up there and said all the stuff or whatever, and then let him say like, yeah, it's not you. And she would have been like, yeah, no,
you're telling me,
yeah. But yeah, she kind of. Una reversed him and was like, yeah, no, I know it's not me.
Caught him off guard. Tricked him.
Yeah, no, I thought like one last thing was like maybe one last twist is that it is going to be like he'll say like, wait, no, it is you. Yeah, it is you, please. But yeah, I mean, that would be kind of, that would be very messy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, I don't know, from everything they showed, it would have been hard to like, I do not think that Daisy was reading into anything at all. So if he really was, if he were to have chosen her, it would have been like kind of like weird. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It would be really surprising. That's for sure. So he does pick Kelsey is what you're saying?
I think he picks Jesse. No. Yeah. And then Kelsey comes out. They also give heartfelt speeches. And it is weird, I think, then that, like, since Kelsey knows that...
She's getting it.
She's...
Definitely getting it.
Because I was wondering, yeah, the thing is that Joey still probably didn't know about that Kelsey knew the whole scenario.
Yeah.
And so he was probably still nervous as to like whether or not, like, shit, is the person I... am like, do want to pick, is she still gonna choose me? But
gonna show up, choose me.
But yeah, they had a good moment. It was a very endearing proposal
with him saying I love you for the first time.
I'm sure
for the first quote unquote time.
Yeah he only said it to one person. I guess if you want to go as far as quotable,
it sure. Is very quotable.
He only said the quote, I love you, to one person. But I mean, he did explain after the fact that like when I said like I'm falling in love with you to like he said it to two women, he meant that meant he could see a future with them. But as far as I love you,
a loving future.
Yeah, a very loving I love you future.
Future in which I could say
I love you. Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like, it's getting a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be messy here.
But yeah, he only wanted to actually say I love you to one person. Which I don't know. I guess sure, as far as again,
technically.
By quotable, like there's only one quote, I guess, of him saying I love you to one person. But yeah, like when they bring Joey out, first thing he like talks about is he's like surprised. He was surprised that Daisy knew, which I guess. But again, it seemed like from that whole entire last week, he was the those entire interactions, he was probably new and she was right where he was. He even said it. He was being careful mm-hmm. and very thoughtful with what he was saying, as to not like make it seem whatever. Like he was leading like us. Yeah.
Keep it a secret.
But he didn't think that he was being that obvious. But yeah, it was like
they never do.
Yeah, they never do. But she even said the first like inkling she got that it might not be her was after Rachel went home. It was just like when, like after she left and he came back and hugged both of them and was like, "All right, final two, whatever."
Yeah.
Like there was a moment where just him and Kelsey were looking at each other, and Daisy saw it and saw how they were looking at each other. And it was like, "All right, maybe I'm no longer safe."
Yeah. That's probably a good point. And I did learn that they edited that last when they were doing the final two, the order in which they gave the roses. Because remember the order they showed, it was Daisy and then Kelsey and Rachel were the final two of that one. It was actually the opposite. Because if you look when there was an article of this or whatever. If you look at the edit, when he says Kelsey, there's still a rose there.
On screen, you mean?
Yeah. So Kelsey is the first person he said. Oh. And then Daisy and Rachel were the final two.
Oh my God. I did not notice that.
And so they were saying that's probably like the order that he liked. So they made you think that Daisy was the like his number one pick.
Yeah. Right.
So they Uno reversed it.
I mean, that definitely makes sense.
Because like, why would they reverse it otherwise? Yeah.
It definitely made sense, especially for that episode. I think the ending where she was worried whether or not her writing that note was going to screw her from getting a rose. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that they edited it to where she got the second rose, but she actually
got the first rose.
Interesting.
So I thought that was interesting. I was wondering if that would play out, and it did pretty much this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that shows that, yeah, he probably did that in order to validate her.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and do you think that's also when Daisy knew? Maybe that connects to when she knew because of that.
It could. I do question how much the order of the races do matter. I mean, in any scenario, other than obviously the final one rose you give out.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I typically think that they do it, but it also makes me wonder, past seasons, they've probably edited the order and stuff that they're giving out anyway, so.
Yeah, to follow, like, the narrative.
But yeah, I think that, I don't necessarily think that the order matters, that they probably are going to do it in a way that is suspenseful or follows a certain story arc for the show. Whether or not the order is actually given out by the Bachelor, Bachelorette, or whether it's different and then the producers edit it to follow the
narrative. Right. Yeah, I could see that.
But I think, yeah, I even think that if it is like the Bachelor giving it out, I really don't know.
He's not going to necessarily give the first one to the person he likes most.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because for the past, like, probably, like, 4 or 5 episodes, Kelsey should have been getting, like, mm-hmm. the
first. It was random who got it.
Yeah, first. I don't think it really was. And I think, yeah, he's probably known it was Kelsey for a long time.
Day one, yeah.
Yeah, probably before she even got there.
Yeah, he knew. Someone named Kelsey.
Again, I always am curious because I don't think there's any way that they, like, don't know until, like, the very end. So I would be very curious to ask.
Not until they flip the coin.
Yeah, exactly. Heads or tails. Kelsey or Daisy, yeah. I would be very curious, yeah, to ask, like, a lot of former Bachelor or Bachelorettes.
When did you
like,
know?
Yeah, like, when did For you sure. know? Because I bet so many of them are going to be, like, within, like, the first, like, 3 weeks, probably.
Yeah, I could definitely see it. First date with them.
Yeah, 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 mm-hmm. that for sure. Let's see. So then we get to see Joey and Daisy for the first time since they broke up, separated.
Remind me who those are again.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it didn't really seem like
she didn't even have any positive thoughts about him, questions for him,
really, as far as like, why did you do it this way, or like, what she didn't. It was really both, just like they were talked about how grateful they were for each other,
which is nice.
Yeah, I mean, a happy ending is always nice. Then we get to see Kelsey and Joey. Very happy to.
They do like each other.
It seems like it.
I'm pretty confident.
Probably willing to believe that now. Yeah.
I could see a future.
They can finally be public about their relationship. Good for them. I mean, yes, they are still together.
Yeah.
Their families seem to be happy. We get to see Kelsey's dad one more time. He gives
a bachelor, little, yeah.
Yeah, probably next week. It was weird, like Jesse said, like, oh, maybe we'll see you in more. The coming months. Like, I'm guessing, obviously, referencing to the Golden Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm. That would be interesting.
Does that mean, is he actually going to do it, or is it just a joke? Because he didn't seem to acknowledge it at all. He didn't say anything.
I guess it could be. I'm sure they would definitely have asked him whether he wanted to or not.
I think so, yeah. Because he is single, obviously.
And ready to mingle.
Ready to eat Pringles. Joey, I guess, is going to move to New Orleans for a little bit. And then they're planning to move to
New York
in the summer.
Just anywhere that's new, they want. Yeah.
New Delhi. They're moving all the way to India. I mean, summer's like 2.5-3 months away. So he's moving to New Orleans.
Yeah, just for a couple months.
Just for a couple months, purely to probably help her move.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Well, because he lives in Hawaii currently, right? Or does he live?
Yeah, I forgot that.
I thought so. I don't remember. So they're going to New York. They also apparently get to go back to Jasper, Canada. It looks they're getting hooked up for, I guess, not a honeymoon type thing, because they're not
married yet. Pre-honeymoon.
Pre-honeymoon. But yeah, they get a trip back to Jasper.
Do some more polar plunges.
Yeah, the one requirement is that they have to do like a polar plunge every day. That they're there.
And the one in the morning, one at night.
One at like 4 a.m. when the ice has like a thin, or when the water has a thin layer of ice on top. And then one at like midnight.
When it's all ice.
Yeah, when it's like, you get like a 4-hour difference. You don't even get to go to bed, basically. Then Daisy comes back out because Jesse is teasing the new bachelorette. It's like, oh, could it be her? And brings back out Daisy, but she's like, no, hell I'm good. Nah. Yeah, I'm good.
Hell nah.
I'm good. And then they bring Kelsey out too, and they're like, yeah, no, we're Are still
you?
Cool.
How about you?
Yeah, and Kelsey's like, yeah, I actually said yes, but then this guy asked me to marry him, so I guess I'll do that.
Wants to make to marry. So we're like, okay, who do we have left?
The Charity comes out to announce the next Bachelorette, who I really don't think anyone was expecting.
No, definitely not.
This would be like the, as far as on your bingo card, would it even be on? I guess it would be on it, but.
Mm-hmm. It would be the wild.
It would be the wild card, yeah.
The wild card.
Jen. Are you happy with that? First off, I guess we'll start with that question.
I could see it.
Well, you're going to have to.
I could see myself seeing it.
I can watch myself watching it.
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting, like, Maria then.
I was, yeah, was Daisy. Like when I thought it was going to be Daisy, especially when they brought her out.
Yeah.
They were also showing Rachel was in the audience. They were showing her a lot. Yeah,
that could have also been a good one.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it. I was very surprised, not necessarily disappointed, because I liked Jen, but I never thought like anything past that, really.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Paradise if they did that.
Yeah, no, I definitely thought, yeah, she can make it to Paradise, but yeah, I think, not
like a Bachelorette show.
Yeah, not like the next lead. I'm not disappointed though. I'm really not. I'm more so, it is surprised, but I did like Jen.
Yeah, she was a good personality on the show, definitely.
But, yeah, I mean, she has, like, she is the first Asian bachelorette, so that is very cool. Very, that is cool. ABC inclusive. Is, finally getting some legit inclusivity in there. So that means probably her cast of men is going to be all like white too. Now, I mean,
yeah, that would be interesting.
That would be disappointing. Dude.
That would be. I hope they do diversity too.
Well, I hope that she gets a large or a bigger group of men in a longer season than Charity got, because I sort of felt like Charity's season was multiple episodes short than like. Her episode or her season was like 8 or 9 episodes. Joey's this was 11. Like episode, yeah, like 11 or something.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. It's 3 episodes less.
But yeah, I like Jen. I'm very curious to see. It's not coming until July, so we got a bit of a break. They keep teasing the like Golden Bachelorette too, but
yeah, I was hoping to see that.
I was hoping to see that too. It makes me wonder, though, when are they going to do that? Because...
yeah, when should I apply?
Yeah, I want to be on that. Because they've been... well, yeah, they've been, like...
teasing it.
Teasing that and, like, promoting that, I feel like, more recently than just The Bachelorette. But, it is still coming. The Bachelorette is still coming, like... same time frame as like last year, where it's like I think last year it was July as well for Charity season.
Well,
still haven't heard anything about Paradise.
Yeah,
I have a feeling. Yeah,
I don't think we're gonna be seeing that.
Probably not, because if they are doing the Golden Bachelorette, I would assume it's gonna be after the Bachelorette. So,
and then Paradise after that.
Probably not. Yeah, the summer show where they spend the entire time on the beach is going to be, like, done during, like, the winter.
I'd watch that.
Because I think they'll probably try to continue the Golden franchise. Mm-hmm. So if it goes Golden Bachelorette after regular Bachelorette, then I would assume it'll probably be the Golden Bachelor after that. So,
Then Golden Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. That is what I want, dude. I still want that. Oh, man. I want that.
Please.
Because otherwise, if they're only going to do like one Golden one a year, then I don't know. I want Golden Paradise.
Why can't it all be gold?
I only want gold.
I don't want this like silver.
Yeah. I mean, are you excited for Jen, though? I mean, not one that I expected, but from what you've seen of her and how do you think she did in her announcement interview, I guess, with Jesse?
Yeah, she did some shots.
She did do shots. That was pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
How old is Jen? Do we actually know?
Hopefully 21 at least.
I think she's mid-20s.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
That makes some sense.
Jamie, pull that up. I think she's 25, actually. Okay. I want to say she's 25.
That's a good year to be.
Yeah. I mean, it is still young. I know most people, myself included, always push for older leads.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know, it's like always the question of like, is this person
mentally ready?
Are they fused yet?
My lead isn't fused.
I do believe that like the bachelorettes, and this is, I guess, things about women in general, are seem to, yeah, be more mature.
Be older, yeah.
Yeah. Even like I think 25 is, she'll probably be fine.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. I guess we'll see. She is representing the younger crowd now, so prove me right, Chen.
It's all on you.
Prove us right that even the unfused, like, I'm pretty sure she should be, she's fused. She's,
yeah,
fused.
She's, no, definitely. Fused.
I don't know, does that even, I thought that was just a guy thing, the fusing.
Well, I think it happens later for guys than it does for girls.
I'll tell you when mine happens.
Yeah, call me up.
Give me an update.
How fused am I right now?
Women have like, what is it? Like gender reveal parties. I have fuse announcement parties.
We open up your skull and we see it. You get to see it.
I get like a photo taken with like my brain showing how fully fused.
Fully fused.
Very wrinkly. I feel like my brain's pretty smooth.
I got a pretty smooth brain. Can like skate around on it. It's very bald.
Mine just looks like a bowling ball inside my head. It's got the three little holes in it or whatever to like someone to like stick their fingers and pull it out.
Oh.
As you can tell, we are not fused, probably.
These guys aren't fused.
Damn though, dude. I mean, that's, how many months is that? April, May, June, July.
Whoa.
Like three entire months
of freedom.
Of freedom, that is true.
Like being able to go outside and see the sunlight.
I know, it's time to let me out of my cage, man.
You've been doing okay.
I've been doing just fine. I gotta be down.
Before you get it all.
I want it all.
He needs it all. Now that'll be good. That's when we can really grow.
Yeah.
Become better. Better bachelor watchers.
Yeah. I'll give you some homework. Watch every previous season.
Okay, I'll watch Jesse's.
I actually am very curious. I still haven't seen Jesse's. I've only seen like funny clips from it.
Mm.
Of him being very, I don't know, just classic, a Jesse classic moments. Palmer moment. Classic Palmer moment. Congratulations to Joey and Kelsey.
I know they've been waiting to hear us.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do they've give you our blessing.
Our blessing, yeah. Daisy.
How dare Joey do that to you?
We will crucify him if you tell us to.
We are at your command.
Jen,
we would like to join your
season. Yeah, sure. We'll join your season. See what's up. Whoever the next Golden Bachelorette is, with the same offer stands for you. I really do think it would be more fun doing that.
Yeah, no, that would be a better time.
That's all I got to say.
I might have one more.
All right.
You can find us at Spotify.
Google Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Podbean.
Pandora.
iHeart Podcasts.
YouTube.com. One word.
Literally
one word.
One word. Three words everywhere else. Give us a thumbs up, maybe. Give us a thumb.
A finger.
In the upward direction.
Give us a comment. Give us your thoughts.
Your prayers.
Yeah.
Penny for your thoughts, yes.
Pay us a penny and we'll read your thoughts.
You can leave us a review on the reviewing platforms. Any questions? I can't really say theories anymore because the series, it's over. You missed your chance.
You had it.
Asked you multiple times.
But you refused to give us.
You refuse.
Your theories.
They don't want us to know. They want us to stay out of the loop.
All right. How far do you think Jen will go? Do you think she'll make it the whole way?
I think she gets a woman. Early prediction, I think Jen gets engaged. I have no idea when her, like, if her thing is even starts filming soon or if they even have a cast for it. But
yeah, sure. I believe it.
I believe in Jen. Jen, I love you. Please. please let me on.
We are ready to engage.
That's a good way to say that, yeah. This is Jamie, Jen's future fiance.
This is Vic, Jen's person she's going to leave at the altar. The second runner-up.
But you broke up with her because you knew it wasn't.
I knew. That first episode, I get out. I'm like, I know.
I know it's not me. I'm sorry. I'm out.
Propose to me right now or I'm out.
This has been like...
Literally. And we're literally like...
Done with you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.